if you know the streets in front of the other houses. But sometimes there's a lane.
An alley.
Right. Would there ever be an alley between the houses this way? I mean, like...
I've never heard of them here.
What would you call the space between the houses in this direction?
My line and your line.
That's the argument, mostly. What's your line?
This woman over here, her husband claimed 2 inches of our lot out here because he wanted a variance out there. And it was my line and his line. We had to get him a surveyor to prove it.
And he had it over so it could continue.
And
you don't know.
Was it a fence problem?
They weren't as particular in the olden days when this area was built up about where's your line, where's my line. You just had 50 feet and the other person had 50 feet. And
Well, this man is dead now, and his wife lives there alone, and she's never mentioned it, and I'll never mention it until one of us move. But it may be ourselves. She might be the kind that would require a survey and a proof. But the markers out there, exactly where it was put when we bought it. I mean, when it was first sold. And therefore, I would go by that, and the city, I think, would too. But this little man over here was very persnickety. That this is mine and that one's yours. And before they bought it, they came out and looked and found the corner marker here. Then they looked straight back, and that would be where they figured it there. And another thing, their driveway is on the spare lot. Their house is built too close to the line of the middle lot. Therefore, he wanted to move over a little bit so he could claim that portion if he wanted to sell the lot. If he sold this lot out here, he'd have to do something about that 50 foot, and his driveway would be in it.
They wouldn't let him
variance it.
Variance it so that he would be able to sell that lot without being on that person's property. Now, the person next door to us told us that this first survey was on an angle. It wasn't straight. On an angle,
and you notice a lot of the lots out here are angled.
You can't determine.
I think it's because it sweeps a little.
That's right. It's a circle.
They're irregular.
And that's right. It was built to be that way.
Was probably irregular, but the surveyors today are very straight. So that shows you the difference. The areas of the country that's surveyed by different surveyors. One way.
What kind of government people would you have working in this neighborhood? You know, city or federal?
It's city, or Carl Gables.
Right. I mean, what kind of, for example, who would deliver your packages?
Well, the same people that would in Miami.
All right.
It would be the postal. The express trucks.
All right, what would you call the man that came to your house?
Deliverman.
All right, but if he works the place where you buy stamps is...
The post office.
All right, and the man that works there
the
is...
postman.
All right, and...
Sometimes it's a postwoman. Sometimes it's black, sometimes it's white.
Okay.
Right. Sometimes they're in uniform, and sometimes they're definitely not.
All right. Well, what other kinds? This is what I was getting at. What other kinds of city or federal government employees might you find working in this neighborhood, you know, besides the post?
Well, is it Southern Bell? Has a lot of work out here. The Florida Power and Light has a lot of work out here on the lines and the development and the, of course. They haven't had so far to repair our streets since we've been here, but we have the city street.
If you had an emergency.
The street does mow our parkway every month and keep that straight.
If you had an emergency, like one of the houses over here caught fire, who would come out?
We have a Carl Gables Fire Department.
Yeah. All right. And what?